We're holding on Yudalam and Aleph on the bottom line. So Marsakasha Hagoza Bereshit. So we have two Gzeras over here. We have the Gzera of Yadayim. And we have this other Gzera of Yadayim, Bo'os Machma Sefer. Okay. So we want to know which one came first. This Ilay Mahogoza Bereshit. If you're going to tell me the gzera of Stam Yadayim came first, the kima the hach gozer bereisha hasulamali. So they're already gozer Stam Yadayim. So what are they adding by a gzera of Yadayim bo'os machmas sefer? And the Tesis says, well, what do you mean? What are you adding? You're adding in the case of if he went and washed his hands, and then he touches the sefer. So what's the halacha over there? That Tosha's kasha. What was the Mor's kasha? The Mor says that if that's the Tosha says that that's the only case. It's negeya that the kana of Yadayim bo'os machmas sefer. It's l'shchiach. They wouldn't be gozer that make the whole gzera just because of that one case. That type of case. Okay. Ella the Mor says half goes of bereisha. First there goes Yadayim because of the sefer. Hadar goes with Bekuli Yadayim, and then there goes with all Yadayim. So now, Enechanami, now the original Gzera was not removed, and therefore, in the case where a person would wash his hands from Stam Yadayim and then touch a Sefer, his hands would become Tomei again, and he would have a problem, he'd have to wash his hands again. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi's around Amar Aleph. Three lines on the bottom. Ilema Ha. The Stam Yadayim goes with Bereish. If there goes with Stam Yadayim first, Hosulamali, what do you need the gzeira of Yadayim Achu Sefer? Hach minafka mechlas tam Yadayim. Isn't this a case of Stam Yadayim? So Rashi means that the average case when you start touching the Sefer, you're Mesiach Dasim, you're not focusing on your Natila. If there's no Tekana, you have to wash your hands before touching the Sefer or anything of that sort. So a person washes his hands, then he gets involved in learning or whatever it is he's touching the Sefer. So there's a Hesach Hadas, it's Stam Yadayim. So Mor says, Eloho gozer bereisha. The Stam Yadayim lo gozer netilosin magachuma. They had not been gozer. Stam Yadayim is a din of washing them before you touch chuma. They had been gozer by sefer. And then they were gozer by Stam Yadayim also. Okay. So the Gemara Vayter, third line. The Mishnah said, Utzvuyayim. Utzvuyayim is the raisuhu. Tuyayim is it in the Raisa that it's Paisal Chumah. The Chsiba Bosha Meshmet Oher. So we understand that means once the sun sets, then he's Torah in regards to eating Chumah, etc. It means until that point in time, he's not Torah in regards to eating Chumah. So that's it in the Raisa. It's not it in the Ravana. You're thinking, what is one of the Yudhas Dover? It's in the Raisa. Our answer is, Samim Mikan Tuyayim. You have to remove Tuyayim. The Tosis points out, it doesn't mean remove it because the quote is from the Mishnah Zavim. Mishnah Zavim is not saying Yurkes Dover. Mishnah Zavim said these are things which are Pesel Truma. And it's Yurkes Dover plus Tuyayim. So Tuyayim belongs in that Mishnah. There are nine of the Yurkes Dover plus Tuyayim. It belongs in the Mishnah, but it doesn't belong in our count of the Yurkes Dover. Tafashi. Tafashi. Ubosha Mishnah Taher. Mikami Hacha. Loi, before that point in time, should be Hachi probably. You can't. He's not Tor. Look, Mina laHaikra b'Truma b'Yavamis b'Perka or the morning. Yavamis says this pasuk is referring to in regards to Chulin. He's Tor already. Just when he goes to the mikvah, in regards to the Meiser Sheni, which he has to be Tor to eat, he's Tor with going to the mikvah. In regards to Truma, he's Ubasha Meshvatoher. I feel in the gear, even not only is he not allowed to eat truma, but he's not even allowed to touch truma at that point in time. Ashachon krohos, the pasuk says over there, Kol kli asher yeyoset malacha behem, b'mam yuvav, b'ashem es v'tahir. So it talks about a keli also, that the locha is that you have to eat tayvul, and then the sun sets and it's tor. Now that's not talking about eating it, because the keli doesn't eat food. So the keli is only gaelic, I mean, Kayla's only gay regards to Nagia, so behind the Negiah, it's referring to Negiah being an Harav Shemesh. You see, the Pasuk says it's only Tor that the, you ought to use the Keli for Truma when the sun sets. Alma, Pasul ben Negiah, it's only, it's even just touching it is a problem. It makes it Pasul. The Loi Pasul, if you tell me that it doesn't create any dinim at all on the item, so regardless of the person, you tell me he can't eat it. He's Pasul. You can't eat it. But in regards to the keli, what are you telling me? It doesn't create any dinim in the item. In what way was he tome? Was the keli tome before? You can't do any dinim in it anymore. And now it becomes tor when the sun sets. Until now, it didn't do anything to the chavetz either. The mic really tor, but toher hashta. Now when the sun sets, mechaldemikora lohavi tor. The gomer wasn't totally tor. Haikli lav barachilo, who was not eating it. It doesn't call him Tomei, it just says he's not Tor. So if he's not Tomei, Tomei would create a Tumah which would then go turn around and make something else Tomei. So it's not, so the Keli would make the Tumah Tomei, which would then be able to Matama something else. So that's not, it didn't call it Tomei, it just said it's not Tor. So it creates a Psul in the Tumah, and that's it. The Morse says, Tomei Mikan, Hasir Mikan, remove from this list the Yerches Dover, Tfulya. Okay, fifth line of the Gemara. Yehoichlin shenitmu b'mashkin. It says one of the Yudches Tavar is oichlin which came tame by through liquid. The Gemara says b'mashkin demai. What was the liquid that you're referring to? Ilei man b'mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz. Tama mashkin a sheretz touch mashkin. So the sheretz is an av. The mashka is a rishon, and now touches oichlim, and they're a sheni. Mar says sheretz the rice in him. That, sheretz the rice in him. That's the rice. The chsi b'chol mashka she yishoseh. And the pasuk ends off that it makes b'chol. It says yitmo. It will be tame, which means it can make something else tame. So that can't be the case of the Yudches Tavar. Ela b'mashkin haboy machmas yadayim. So yadayim are tame. They touch. They're a sheni. They touch mashka. So really, the mashka, nothing should happen to the mashka. The mashka wasn't shuma. The chazar masakan, the mashka gets a din of a rishon. It can be matame now. It'll be Paisel, it'll be Paisel. Why is it only Paisel? Speak of Tarbishan.
With the Mashkin is Rishan, but then it touches Oakland, which is the Shane. The Oakland.
The Oakland, okay, right. The Oakland now, it touches Truman. Thank you. Why would they do that? Because they're Mishum Mashkin Aboy Machma Sheretz. In people's minds, this is Tomei, this is Tomei, this touch something, this is Tomei. Sometimes Tomei, they don't share it to the rice, and Yadayim are Derbonon, Yadayim are Shady. They're not as, so they're going to mix it all up. They say, you know what? Mashka is Makabal Tumma. Rashi asks the question, you can say the same theory with an Eichel. Right, Eichel touches the Sheretz is different than an Eichel which touches Yadayim, right? But well, they don't understand the difference, and they'll mix it all up. And even Eichel which touches Yadayim should be Tamei, become a Rishon. So that's Rashi's kasha. We'll see in Rashi. Then the last case is Mekelim Shenitmu B'Mashkim. So. Where it says kelim to be mashkin the mai. What were the mashkin that you're referring to? So kelim are kelim can only be makabel tumah from an abatum. So what was this mashkin that they were makabel tumah from? Ilema, the case was the mashkin the zov. So the zov halacha is that the zov's mayonis is referred to in Chazal, his roik in his zov, his memiraglov. Those are liquids which come out of the zob, and they have a din that they're an avatuma. Somewhere it says, and that can be matama keli. The Gemara says, the Raisa Ninu, that's the Raisa, the Chsibah, he Roy Kazob at Tahor. So the Pasuk says, when he spits, and at the end of the Pasuk is Bechi Bes Begadov, he has to go to the mikvah. Masha Biyad Tahor, Samati Lucha. So if the Torah, now, Rashi points out really that last phrase really is not in the game for our sugya. The more this puts it together in the drasha, and the more needless it brings it over here also. That's telling me the halacha that if a person is not even, it does, it's telling me even for masa. So even if the person doesn't touch the person, the reich of the zov doesn't touch the person. Suppose the case was the reich touched him, so it's metamnus. You see, reich is an av, because it also comes the kabbal tumor from an av. That's for Tumas Maga. How do you know Tumas Masa? That if he's holding something, so he doesn't touch it directly, and it lands on that thing, but since he's carrying the weight of it, therefore he's Tameh, that's Masha B'yadator. So that can't be the case. It's a Tumah D'Raisa. Oba Mashkan, Aboyin Mach Masheretz, Tumah Mashkan, which are Rishon, Masheretz touched it. So the Sheretz is an Av, the Mashkan is a Rishon. And now, Miraisa, they cannot, that Masha cannot be Matama Kli. Mirabonan, the Chazal said that the Masha can be Matama Kli. So now the Kli will be a Sheni, and the Kli will now affect Shuma to make it possible. Why did Chazal Masakin, that Masha, which touches the Kli is Tamei. The mashka which came from a sheretz, it touches the kli is tam. Exer mishum mashka and dissolve, in order to protect the halacha of mashka and dissolve, that is an avatuma. There are liquids which are an avatuma. So they said, they gave, and can create tuma in a kalim. They gave the halacha, at least regards to kalim, that it will create tuma. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Machmas Sheretz. It says that Eichel, which we need to move Mashkin. If it was Mashkin, which Sheretz touched, she need to move Sheretz. That's the Raisa. Shamashkin Rishon. The Sheretz is an Av. The Mashkin is a Rishon. But Eichel is a Sheni. Paisel Chumal Yer Shlishi. And therefore it will affect Chumal to make it into a Shlishi. That's the Raisa. The Chsiba Chol Mashkin. So you see that Bashka is Yitma. Yitma means it becomes an Av, it becomes a Rishon that can make something else into a Tame, into a Sheni. Now, Babak of the High Bimashkin, Haboyan Machmas Avra Klicheris Ksiv. So this Pasuk is referring to, you had a Klicheris. Klicheris is received, accepts Tuma and transfers Tuma through its Aver. The Haksiv Le'elmine Kol Asher Besocha Yitma Mekol Eichel. Anything which is inside of the Kli is Tamei of any type of Eichel. Kolomim Yesh Besocha Eichelim. And then the next passage says, Kol Mashke Sheish Oser, any Mashke, which is inside the Aver Kli Cheres. Now, if that's the case, referring to Arba Kli Cheres, so the Kli wasn't an Abba Tuma, the Kli was a Rishon. A Sheretz fell into the Kli, so the Sheretz is an Ab, the Kli is a Rishon. Now, when you put the Mashke into the Kli, you put the Eichel into the Kli, they become a Sheni. Mahani Shniyim Ninu. Shekli Hoya Rishon, Vehem Shniyim. And therefore, Vaha Eichel Hanegeya Vehem. In a place of Shuma. Even if the Eichel would accept Tuma, let's say the Eichel was Shuma, so it's a Shlishi, but it will not make any Shuma, the Eichel will not make any Shuma possible because it's only a Shlishi and it can't be Matam or other Eichel. If a Kli Cheres is always a Rishon, because it's only Kabbalah from an Av, so it's a Rishon. The same way if you'd have a Kli Mateches, which is a Rishon, and a Mashka touches it, and the Raisa level. So the Mashal becomes a Sheni.
Okay, so Mash could be in the Rishon as only as a Durabon.
Durabon, yeah. So what is the more asking Kasha? That's the Raisa. No, it's still Durabon at best. Because the case of the Posik, the case of the pasuk was that the mashka was a sheni, the oichel would be a shlishi, so it wouldn't turn around and create tuma. So Rashi answers his question. The more learns out if mashka, which comes from the kli, will create have it into tuma the raisa and turn around and make an oichel tame. So the mashu which comes from Masheretz will also have a din of that it can be Matameh and Oichel. Perakam the Psochim, that's the more Psochim. Probably should take out the Vob. Now, but keeping the Makabli Tumma Midaraisa, so now, Lachar, you should, but once you tell me that it has din the Raisa, that it's Tumma, because there isn't one number where they were told that Mashka's can only become Tumma itself, it cannot be Matameh. So we're saying Lafuke that one dumber that we learn out that it could even by from the Kli, and then even because it says Yitma doesn't say it is Tomei, it says Yitma, it'll be Yitame, it'll make something else Tomei. That's a more Rosh Hashanah. The more says Huadin or Kabachomer Masheretz came from Masheretz. Okay, but now that it came from Masheretz, it's not going to be a Sheni. The Mashke which came from the Kli Cheres is a Sheni and it makes a Shlishi Metrum. The mashal came from a sheretz, it has a din that it's tomei deraisa, and it can be metamei, but it's not going to be a sheni, it'll be a rishi. We keep it like habitumim deraisa, memela avdi lo oichol sheni. It has to be a sheni. The halacha gemarin and seder tuma, also the Merlin's out. The mashka metam oichol, oichol mashka. So the sheretz will make it into a rishin. Then the mashka will turn around and make the oichel into a sheni. Now, the more weather has a drasha to say that oichel is not matama oichel, mashka is not matama mashka, only oichel is matama mashka, mashka is matama oichel. But in this case, the av, the sheretz, the rishon, the mashka, the sheni will be an oichel, and that oichel will now be able to matama shuma deraisa. The only way you get Revi B'Kodesh is Oichol Mashka, Mashka, Oichol, Oichol Mashka. The Ein Tumah Oisek Yotzebo, Oli Yos Oichol Matameh Oichol, Bola Mashka Matameh Mashka, Bola Oichol Mashka Matameh Kalim, Nekli Matameh Ela Be'Ava Tumah. So, Midaraisa, the case of Revi B'Kodesh, it can't be that Oichol can't make Mashka Tameh, an Oichol Tameh, Oichol can't make a Kalim Tameh, it has to make a Mashka Tameh, and then it has to go, etc. like that. I'm not sure why Rashi brings that point in over. That's true, but I don't know why Rashi has to tell us that point. Bal Kaponim, the more comes out that Mashka of a Sheretz is a Rishon, and then it'll make an Oichel into a Sheni. That Oichel now can turn around and be Matama Truma, at least Mashka of Truma. Now the Raisa level. Some more answers. It was Mashka which came out with Sidayim. So the Yudayim made the Mashka, the Yudayim are a Sheni, they make the Mashka Tomei, not a Shlishi, they make the Mashka to a Rishon, that touches Oichel, which is their Sheni, then Oichel cannot be Kimim Metamashim. If they Natila, the Yudayim, the Fenty, before they were washed, the Gozer Bonin, the Yudayim, Chzabar Gerzer by the Yudayim, Vechem Beshar Kol Peskei Chuma, Hashnuyim, all the things which are personal truma, the time mashka liyos tchila, they have a lacha. They're matama mashka liyos tchila. The only exception is tuliyam is not matama mashka liyos tchila. But all of the posle truma which we have in that mishnah over there, all of the rabbanim that can posle truma have a propensity that they're going to be matama mashka liyos tchila to become a rishon. So the sefer will touch a sefer will touch a mashka. The mashka will become a sefer is a postal to the truma, means it's a sheni, and the truma is a shlishi. But it makes the mashka into a rishon, which then can be matama noichel, which can be matama mashka of truma. Gzeira b'shul mashka d'boy mach b'sheret. That's where she had reshared it, the raisins. There's mashka which are the raisins. For the gods, it's called tzumis mashka liyos tzchitot. Rashi asks a question. You guys are by mashka. What's its tamei? Better be a rishon, because there are cases of a mashka which are a rishon. So say by oichel also. I mean, there are cases of oichel which will be a rishon. So all oichel which come tamei should be a rishon. The gods are nami by oichel. There mishum oichel by mach masheretz. So Rashi answers, which is a quote from a Gemara. Dino taima the achron abanim by mashka mishum the alulin the kabel tuma. In general, mashke is mekabel tuma more easily than oichel, because oichel alach is not mekabel tuma until it goes through the process known as hechsher. Hechsher is that water has been water after from the point in time it has been detached from the ground. At some point in time, there's been liquid placed that one of the seven types of liquid. The rots and person wants it to be there, wants to be in the water. So there. Loosely, a mashka which is the rotsin, so it will make the oichel muchsher and not mekabel tuma. So it comes out oichel is much mekabel tuma less than mashka. Mashka does not need hechsher. Now oichel shirum tikkun nesinas mayim lachshiran kabbalas tuma. Okay, so Rashi called hechsher shebeshas is loshen tikkun. The word hechsher means making it fit. So since Chazal said, you see, the Torah is added to Torah's mashka, that mashka is makabel tuma more easily than oichel, Chazal also made the gzeira by mashka more than by oichel, paralleling the din of the Torah. Okay, the next case was kelim, which came out was a mashka. So it was mashka dezov, mashka havazov, yotzim menu, which is roiko bezov, umemiraglov. Rashi leaves out Sheikh Lazara. The Mishnah says Sheikh Lazara also is one of the mashkim of the Zohar, which are derisive. Ruchi Reik, he says, that's derisive. Ruchi Reik is of Vator. He has to go, he's Tomei. He has to go to the mikveh, and he has to wash his clothing, which means he has to travel his clothing. He says, Begadim are also Tomei. Alma Adam Abatumahu, so means the mashka is an abatuma, the tami adam begotim. It's the time of the person and clothing, the hainu kelim, which is a form of keli. Now Bashar Mashka na Yotzimimenu. Yuminami Raik. The Pasuk says Raik. We're learning out also Mimiraglov and Zoiv and Raik and Shikwasari. So how do we learn it out? What? No. So we learn out the it's a mamatzino. Ma roik misasef tchila v'achakach yotze. So roik first gathers and then comes out. I've called him misagel v'yotze. Anything which gathers and then is let out. Memiraglov, for example, that being Memiraglov or Sheikh Mazaroy, etc. First they gather, then they're released from the body. So those mashkim are mashkim that they have it in the rice of tuma. Then we darsh mashkim yatzor timata lecho, and it's tzarich kan tumas mas yafina minevet l'roik v'mesetas nida. The more learns out from this drush of mashkim yatzor, kirek is of b'tzahor. It doesn't say ala tzahor, such as b'tzahor means that which is b'yad hatzahor. To tell you that even when it doesn't touch him directly, but it touches what he's holding. So he's there now carrying the Reich, so he's Tomei. That's Tumas Masa. So Rashi says, really, that's not really to get to our sugya. That's not the point. The more we're trying to bring out, the Tumas Masa is derisive. The Tumah in general is derisive. That you see from the Pasuk directly without this Kanech. Well, Kaponim, we see Mashka of Azov is derisive. And so it can mean, it's an Av, so it can mean a Tama Kaili, and the Kaili will now. Make a mashka which comes because of that, um, So the mashke is an av, the kelo be a rishon. Now it'll turn around and make this truma into a sheni. Kelim shin mashkin. Right, so that's you share another problem. It's not just poysel. Okay, so Mor says the case is mashkin haboyim machmasheretz. Get it in that they're matama the kelim. Haboyim machmasheretz the lav av atzumahin. So the mashkim are not they're a rishon. At best, we said before that they're a rishon. But kli enu makabel tuma elamei ava tuma ketanya b'vesachim. So kli is only makabel tuma from an ava tuma. So there's no din the rice of this mashkim being matamet. Even though the mashkim came from a sheretz, which is the rice, and it's a tuma the rice, this it's a rishon the rice, it still doesn't work. Excuse me, but the Morsan Psochim Yachol Yehu Kol Hakelim Mitamei Mi'Arba Kli Cheres, which is a Rishon. So we should say that Kelim Shem Mitamei from a Rishon. Talmud Lomer says the next pasuk Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel Mikol Amashke Asher Yishaseh, which is found Makli is Yitma Bekam Tamei. So Yidash an Oichel Umashke Mitamei Mi'Arba Kli Cheres, and a Kelim is not Makabel Tumei Mi'Arba Kli Cheres. Why? Because the Arba Kli Cheres is only a Rishon, and a Rishon can't make Mimetama Keli Deraisa. Amala Loyosa Kli Tame Umetama Le. So Kli Tame can't be Mimetama another Keli. Koshkin Oichel Mashka, therefore Oichel Mashka also cannot be Mimetama Keli Deraisa. Because Rabbanan Del Tame Linyan Shuma Mishum Mashka Zobba Zobba Shin Avatum. Since there are cases where a mashka would touch a keli and make a tame, mashka vazov, the regards of mashka, which became tame from a sheret, can be matama a keli also. In regards to truma, it'll be considered tame and be poisel. So we're giving it a funny din. Remember, the mashka is a rishon, and we're giving it a din of a sheni, and therefore it's poisel the truma, but we're dealing with the mashka as if it's an av. It really, if, you know, you want to follow through with that, you'd say, well, we should deal with the Kalis if it's a Rishon. Well, that far they didn't go. Tosis points out, so now, you could walk away from this Gemara with a mistake and say, this Zera that they said, that Mashka, Mitama, Kali, it's only at least a Mashka which is Tama Deraisa. So, Mashka, which touches the sheretz, which is the rice, and the mashka is a rishon of the rice, so it's matama the keli also. But mashka came because of yadayim, which yadayim are only tum the rabbanon. It shouldn't be pile any tuma on the keli. So that's not true. Mashka the machuz yadayim also get a din of being a tchila, number one. Like you had before. And number two, they get a dinner, they come in with Tama Kaili, Xero, because of Mashka, Boy Machmas Zov. Tesis says, and he proves that's true, that it has a dinner being Matama Kali, from a Gemara to Gemara in Brochus. The discussion over there was, what's the order? You're dying, and then you fill up the Kali, or you fill up the Kali, then you're not you're dying. What's the issue? Because Chazal, Darshan, the guy with this, they dam the inside of the Kli and outside of the Kli separately. If he doesn't not you're not until you die, he'll die with him in time in a Kli. Okay. Fine. Zot the Gemara.
So these things that come from the
I'm sorry, what, the thing come from the what? From the Zov?
Yeah.
That's a full tumor.
The outside of the
Kli, the Kli stomach? Well, all Kalim are Mekabal Tumor inside or outside except for Kli Charis. Kli Charis is only Mekabal Tumor from its Avir. Well, there's two Chedushim in the Kli Charis. There's three Chedushim in Kli Charis. One is only Mekabal Tumor from the inside, not from the outside. Number two is Mekabal Tumor from the Avir, even without touching it. all of the Kalim or Mekabel Tumah only through Nagiyah, direct Nagiyah. If the Zohar put his finger inside of a metal pot, not touch the pot, just put inside the airspace, the pot is tore. Puts his finger into it, Klicheris is Tomei. And Klicheris has no Tahar B'Mikvah. And all of the Kalim have Tahar B'Mikvah. So, fourth kiddush in klicheres can never by mace is an avia voice. You can make a kelly into an av, not klicheres. Klimatech was definitely other kelim, you know, wooden, etc. Those type of things in mechlokes rishonim, but klicheres definitely not. It cannot become, but
so it becomes a
rishon. Becomes a rishon, yeah. Even though it touches a mace, which is an Aviyah voice.
And you say touch, you mean...
It never becomes a nav. Same thing with Eichel HaMashka, which would touch a mace, would not become a nav. Even though an av is an Aviyah voice, it would become a Rishon. Okay. Shredem Rekash, back in the Gemara. V'yadayim Tamidei Shami Behilu Gozer. The way we have the story, this was with the Yud Ches Dover, which the Tamidei Beishami were overpowered the Tamidei Beishilu, and they made these Yud Ches Dover. It was from the Tamidim of Shami Behilu. Shami Behilu Gozer. It was Shami and Hillel and Shami themselves were Gozer Yudain. So this can't be one of the Yud Ches Dover that the Tamidim were Misakim, because it already was in place from a generation before, from Hillel and Shammah, the Tanya, the London of Brisa. The Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Sreda, the Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Rishalayim, they were one of the Zugos. So goes to Tum Al Eretz Amim. There were guys that a person going into Eretz Amim, into the airspace of Eretz Amim, will become Tameh. Well, Klis Kuches, there were gozer that Klis Kuches Kimimakamotuma like it was, you know, like other derises. It's not derisive. It's not mentioned in the Torah, Klis Kuches. Torah talks about Kli Eitz, talks about leather, etc., and talks about the six types of metal. It doesn't talk about Klis Kuches in the Torah. And there goes Klitzchukas will mekabel tuma. Klitzcheres, but not Klitzchukas. Then Shem ben Shotach, Tikein Ksuba the Isha. He was the one as Masakin Ksuba, and that's really Machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says if you hold Ksuba is the Rabbanon, he's Masakin Ksuba. Hold Ksuba is the Raisa. What does he mean? He was Tikein Ksuba. He's Masakin. The Rashi will bring that he was Masakin. That all of the you couldn't be miyachad a specific thing for the purpose of the ksuba, which then in fact he could sell it out and she can't cut the ksuba anymore. All of the nechassim become a shuba the ksuba. Because of tumah klimateches, because of tumah klimateches, and the Mor says that's the raisa. So it means a case where midiraisa you can matara kli through tefila, you can also matara kli through shvira, breaking a kli is matara. He was Geyser, that if that would work, even you would not need, even Kem Tamer B'meis, you need the process of the Por Aduma, of Hazos, Shlishi, and Shvi, you would not need it. Break the Kli, you would not need it. So people said, great. What are we wasting our time to schlep up to Yerushalayim to get Hazor with Por Aduma? Let's break the Kli, melt it down, and remake it. And he was Geyser that the Tuma. He was afraid you're going to forget Torah's Paradumas. He was Geyser that when you put it back into Kehli again, the Tumah, the Rabbanon gets back its Tumah as if it was Tomei still. So they're forced to use the process of Paradum, of Afer Paradum. That, and the Brisa continues, it says, Hilo Shama Behilo goes to Tumah Al Yadayim. There goes to Tumah Al Yadayim. Okay. So what do you tell me is the Tamidei Shammai and Hillel? Maybe you'll tell me. Shammai b'siyato, Hillel b'siyato means Shammai with his helpers, his tamidim, and Hillel was his tamidim. So it means that fits in the phrase of tamidim b'Shammai, tamidim b'Hillel. Can't be, because I'm a Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. Yudches Dover Gazru, Yudches Nechleku. These 18 things, there was a machlokes about. It wasn't just that everybody agreed to them. The Mishnah says that Tamidim Beishamah were Rabu on Tamidim Beishamah, and they were Gozer, which means Beishamah said no. Beishamah said yes. And they were the majority, and they were Gozer, and that's it. And that's not, that can't be Hillel and Shammai, because Hillel and Shammai are Nechel Kalab Gimel Mekayim. So we know they're only arguing on three things. They only argue on three things. The more is going to bring out what the three things are. Later on. Mechitema, maybe you'll tell me different terrors. The also, you know, Gozer Litlois. The con of Hillel and Shammai was that it's. They were Gozer that Yadayim have a din that they make Truma Tomei lidless. You can't burn it based on that Truma, but you can't eat it. So it's Torah. And also Tomei Dayu Gozer Lisrif. And then came along Beisham Beis Elul said that not only are they Metame Truma that you can't eat it, but you burn the Truma also. Can't, it's not a good Teretz either, because of Omer Ilfa says Yadayim. Immediately when the Yadayim were in place, they were in place that the halacha is that they're serif. So where it says, Ela also ino gozer, but lekiblo minayu, also the minayu, but gozer, but kiblo minayu. You find that the concept of Klai Yisrael has to exer, which Chazal made, if Klai Yisrael does not undertake to do it, the exer becomes batel. So they, Hillel and Shammai attempted to put it in place and it didn't really work, and but their Tamino came along and put it in place and it actually worked. Okay, we'll hold it here. We have the Rashi.